Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Asadhu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. I will start by chanting, as I always do. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. I bow, namo, namo, to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's all around me, and it's within me, it's within all of us. We all have that connection, and sometimes it just takes a little pause to remember that it's there, a little pause to feel connected, a little pause to find the internal guidance that you're seeking. We've had a pretty intense week. My husband's dad, who I call dad also, went to the hospital on Friday, and we didn't know if he was going to last the night, and he made it for a few more days. He's still going. He turned 98 yesterday. It's just amazing. Strong guy. But we just got word that he may not make it for the, he maybe only has like a few hours or days or something. And my husband and I have just been feeling so emotionally exhausted and, processing. And even though, when we were there in January, we were there for about 6 weeks and, basically we said goodbye, but it's still just a lot. And I always think about Jim's mom. I feel like his mom has hung in there because it's been her job to kind of be there for dad. And so I think that probably she won't last much longer if dad's gone. So we're not sure, when this is going to be, but anyway. So it's been really pretty emotional, and we've both been really feel tired and just a lot going on. But you know what? So it makes me think about death, of course, and how death is not the end. My brother died about 30 years ago, and it was really sad. And I think for me, it was sad because I felt like I didn't really have an opportunity to get to know him as an adult. We had been raised kind of separately. He chose to go with my dad when my parents got divorced, and so we lived in different states and didn't see each other that much. And I feel like we were just starting to get to know each other a little bit when he passed. But you know what? I have had many experiences over the years of being able to talk to folks that were on the other side. And my own very dear mentor and probably, one of my best friends, Pat Michael J. Lincoln, a.k.a. Narayan Singh, passed in October, which was probably one of the hardest things I've had to deal with. And he was just so there for me. I know he was there for many people. And so he came to me immediately after he passed, and he was just jubilant and so happy to be freed from that physical form. He had always had a lot of challenges in his physical. And so he showed me how sublimely joyful and happy, and he just was frisking about and so joyful. And I can only imagine that dad, Jim's dad, will have the same experience. I think what I get about my brother is that he was coming back. I was able to talk to him for a while, and then it was like I couldn't. So anyway, I don't know. But I just, even though it's sad for the people left behind, really. I feel very fortunate that I'm able to talk to those who passed over. They, At one point, they told me I'd say something like, "I can talk to dead people," and they were like, "We prefer not to be called dead," you know. And they're just in another dimension, you know. They're somewhere out there. They're in our hearts, however you want to look at it. And I know that Dad will be so happy to be free from that physical form. Anyway, I'm not sure what else to say there. It's just, it's hard on the family, you know. He's the patriarch and solid guy who's been there for 98 years. Isn't that amazing? What a great long life he's had. So many accomplishments and a great family. Very sweet family. Anyway, I'm going to do a chant. He's not passed yet, but I'm going to do a chant that's a Sikh tradition that it's the word Akal, A-K-A-L, which means undying. And then we always chant that when somebody passes, just kind of to know their spirit will continue on. So I'm going to chant that a couple times just in this spirit. And the beings are saying, Elwyn, we welcome you with open arms and huge hearts, and we know that you will feel, if you feel sadness at leaving this earthly body, we know that you will feel so much joy and relief and happiness at that burden that will be cast aside. And we know you will welcome your beloved Helen when it's her time, which may not be too far distant, because she basically just was hanging in there to be there for you. And she will also be so relieved at this physical plane, not having to deal with that anymore. And we send so many blessings and so much love, and we envelop the whole family, especially if we think Judy, Jim's youngest sister, with so much love. And she has been there for her parents, and she is probably the closest to them of anyone. And we send love and blessings and comforting wings of enfolding to the whole family at this shifting, this changing. We don't even really want to call it death, because it's just a shifting and a changing of energies. And many, many, many blessings upon this whole Farwell family. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As you can feel, I'm feeling just kind of really pretty introspective and just pondering, you know, and kind of like, what's the best thing to do? My husband has been always planning to go a week from today to go out there to Iowa, and what we'll see, you know, he may end up going sooner. We will see. Obviously, lots of things are shifting. Anyway, I think I'm supposed to do some chanting right now. I have about a little over 5 minutes left. I think I'll do the chant for miracles, just to kind of be in support of the whole family and just finding the joy in the midst of the sorrow. And finding, I think this family is super connected with each other, so that's really lovely. I feel blessed to be a part of it. Dun dun ram das guru jinasidiyatane savariya puri hoe karamat opposite jinahare dhariya sikhi ate sangati parabrahma karanamasakariya atala ata ho tolatu tera antana para variya Genitu sevia bokara setu depara utaria. Lava lova kamakroda maho marakade tu disapara varia. Dana sotera tana he sajatera pesa karia. Nanakatula henatu he guru amaratu vicharia. Guru ditata mana sadaria. Guru ditata mana sadaria. Sending so much love out to all humans who are dealing with this kind of stuff. It's really challenging. We don't, in our 3D existence, we think of death as an end, and we think of death as the most horrible thing that can happen. The angels say you can shift your ideas about this. You can shift how you want to look at it. You can shift how you feel it. You can shift how you relate to people. I mean, part of it is, you know, finding your joy now and, you know, being really clear about what your path is and, you know, pondering, you know, thinking about people in your life and showing appreciation to them. Sometimes it's you recognize that you can only give so much and that you have to take care of yourself. So anyway, there's so many things to ponder, things that are happening in with death, you know, passing into another dimension in this earthly existence. If the angels say that if they could share anything with you around this issue, they say to really enjoy and relish your life. Tell the people you love that you love them, but love yourself. Love yourself and find the joy in your existence. Whatever it is that brings you joy, go for it. It's so important. So they're actually telling me that it's okay to end. I have about almost 3 minutes left. They're saying that it's okay to end now. That feels right to me. And I send many, many blessings upon all of you. The angels are showing their wings wide open, enveloping and loving on all of us. And many blessings and much love to you all. Mwah.